Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is where you may be. This is Kim Mazzell, and you're listening to my podcast, Young Hearts Run Free, Series 1, Episode 6. And we're still talking about beginnings, darling. So we're going into new industries, we're going into new markets, we're thinking about workplaces, we're thinking about relationships, we're thinking about maybe writing new music, maybe writing a book, maybe doing a podcast, maybe going for a holiday here in Europe. It's open now where you can go and refresh yourself. We're still on COVID lockdown in many places. This may be the new normal. So we're going to really have to start trying to figure out how to live this way. But I'm just feeling sunshine every day, and well, not every day, but today I'm feeling it. Let's just put it that way, okay? So yeah, I was listening to a little bit of Parliament Funkadelic today, so I'm gonna ask you, how's your funk? Yes. So yeah, I'm really excited about learning new things. I was taking a course on a masterclass online, and then it occurred to me, you know, I teach master classes. I have done quite a few in the past at different universities in America and in the UK, and I'm like, oh, I could put that together to do one online. So there's an idea. But yeah, so I just wanted to encourage you and come on really quick today. I'm not going to take a lot of your time because I know people are busy. So my podcast is basically kind of sound bites, and we talk about stuff. You can also leave me voice messages so I can have an idea of what to talk about if there's something that interests you. But yeah, I just wanted to say really happy about weekends, because this is a weekend. So I'm looking forward to going out and maybe getting in one of the bubbles. The other thing about being in Europe and stuff and living outside of a big city or stuff, I don't have a bubble here in the area that I'm in. So I'm really isolated, and I deal with a lot of loneliness. So we might want to start talking about that, as a lot of lonely people out there. Me being one, I deal with a lot of loneliness and I always have. As an American artist in the UK and pioneering a sound of music, when I first came here, there wasn't even a genre for house yet. You know, we were like really early pioneers. People jumped on it really fast and started claiming it and start calling themselves this and that. But me, Marshall, CC, JM Silk, and all of us early people, the Farley, Daryl Pandy, oh my gosh, coming out here, we were on our own and remained on our own. We were really alone. So fast forward to where we are now, and now the isolation, there's still quite a lot of loneliness that artists have to deal with, I have to deal with, perhaps you're dealing with. So I want to say, just be encouraged. Listen to music. Go listen to some old school music and some new music, and you know, take a walk when it's sunny. Today's a sunny day, so you might want to just. Well, it may not be sunny where you are. I'm not sure if it's sunny where you are, but just be encouraged. So how's your funk, Intellikey? So I love you guys so much, and I'm glad I could come on this platform and just kind of share with you. I'm opening up a little bit about some of the things I have to deal with, and that's like just keeping your mind focused during this time. I don't get to interact with a lot of people one-to-one, or even like audience to artist, so it's been very hard for me. And I've been just really trying to deal with it. And I have to reach out a lot. I have to reach out extremely a lot. Maybe you're one of those people who have to reach out a lot too, and you just be waiting for folk to reach out to you. But do not grow weary in well-doing, baby. Okay, stay tuned for part 2. Hi, good afternoon. This is part two of episode 6, New Beginnings, my podcast, Young Hearts Run Free. Yeah, so I was just saying, do not despise small beginnings and do not grow weary from well-doing, because sometimes we are the person who has to always reach out to other people. We're speaking about loneliness and being lonely also during this time of COVID-19, lockdown, quarantine, and all of these teens that's going on, and just trying to cope with the mental health and staying positive, really. As I was reflecting, actually, I spent a lot of time in isolation just as an artist, or as a foreign artist, a foreigner in the UK. The record company repositioned me in the UK, so they brought me here to stay, I guess, as we had formulated a new form of music, and it went with all the raves and et cetera, et cetera. I didn't know all of the background things. I knew what we were doing was something important, but I spent a lot of time on my own during that time. I mean, after you finish the promotions and recording the record and shooting the video, then you just would go back to your apartment or whatever. Sometimes you'd only have 2 hours a day spent working, and then you would have 6 more days in a foreign country trying to figure out what to do with your time, young and full of energy. So, you know, I got into some things, child, let me just say. But those are stories actually for another time. We'll talk about that as the series and the podcast progresses. But yeah, loneliness is something very serious that's going on right now. And as I said, I even sometimes when I'm just going for my daily walk out in the town that I'm in, I see a lot of people, you know, just gathering in their groups and having their little barbecues or, you know, little picnics. And you do feel a little bit left out because nobody waves or say hello. They see me every day now. They've been seeing me for years, and quite a lot of them know who I am, but I think it's the culture. But it's okay. I just go back to my flat, call my mom, or do whatever, and just get busy and being positive. So I just want to encourage other people who are feeling isolated and alone. You're not the only one. You're not the only one. So, but there are other things that we could do to keep ourselves positive. So I'm going to go into London because it's essential. It's essential that you go and find your tribe and find people to get on with during this new normal. I heard on a broadcast yesterday on the news, them saying that this is never going to go away. I was like, never going to go away? Okay, well, I'm going to go do my life. Because if it's not going away, what else are you going to do? Take your gloves, take your mask, take your ninja suit, and just keep it pushing. So yeah, so saying that, I'm going to go and see some friends in London that I haven't seen in a while, and have a cocktail. That's another thing you could do, is have a cocktail. That should be good. So I'm looking forward to doing that. I haven't had a cocktail in 5 months. So yes, my darlings. But be encouraged. Be encouraged. Get exercise. Eat healthy. I made some great green juice today too. So green juice is a great thing to do. Juicing. And I do quite a lot of things in my home. And also, yeah, I have a TV show coming up. That's on. Yeah, just secret about that. But we'll be filming it in the next couple of weeks. So it'll be on Sky. And I'll let you know a little bit more about that. And you might learn a little bit about my juicing and stuff. Some of you may have even seen me when I was on Celebrity MasterChef. I did do that show. I came in as a semi-finalist, and that was a great experience. I'm a secret chef, yeah, healthy eater. But anyway, just wanted to give you some enthusiasm. Express yourself, be encouraged. Me love you like cook food. So have a great day today and have a great weekend. This is Kim Mazzell, and you're listening to Young Hearts Run Free. Okay, this was...